Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Comedy Closure Podcast. I am your host, Nick Hank. This is episode 90. Holy shit, 90. We're not supposed to curse this early, but it's 90, and now we're getting wily. All right, here we go. You're here now, and you're a comic in the scene. You're 22. When did you start doing stand-up, man?
I started like three. this is the reset, by the way. One day, you guys will see the first 12 minutes of this podcast, and you'll realize why it was cut. Not today. I started like 4 years-ish ago.
So 18. I guess.
No, I did like three. I was 19. I was 19, and I started doing some like mics around the city, but I was in that fucking vein where I would do one mic and then not do shit for a month.
Sure.
And then the next month do two. Not do shit for a month.
But that's a great way to start.
Yeah. Dipping in, getting a little bit of an idea of what's going on.
And are you in college at this point?
Still am.
You still are? Wow.
Senior. Super senior.
There you go. There you go.
It's all, what, it's
you
all free.
You want to give the university a shout out?
Fuck you, DePaul. Give me back my money. It's the worst. I'm getting a film degree. What a fucking waste. Okay.
Super senior for a film degree.
Yeah.
You just didn't have time to watch the movies?
No, I didn't. Too many movies. Too many film sets.
Yeah.
Film. Yeah. Film's
what
cool.
Are you getting, what film degree are you getting?
I'm a screenwriter.
So you're getting a degree in screenwriting?
And comedy filmmaking.
Okay. That second one. I think they made up, or you made up.
They made it up the year that I transferred to DePaul. Well, I guess I didn't transfer. I just switched degrees, and they were like, we have this new program called comedy filmmaking. And I was like, oh, that sounds really cool. 4 years later, waste of fucking time.
Has anyone graduated with that degree yet?
Yes. People have, I believe.
Because if they introduced it when you started out, you would probably be the first eligible batch to get that degree ever, which is, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I guess so. But again, I'm a super senior, so
So they got
so
it.
I waste. Yeah, I'm still going a year after.
Yeah, you guys go ahead. You guys walk. I'm gonna take a second.
I gotta hang out here.
I'm coming, but
I'm coming.
It might be a bit.
It might be a bit for sure.
What's it called? That's great, dude. Mm-hmm. And the goal is, as we've talked off camera about, you want to go out to. You are going out to California.
Yeah. Soon, yeah.
Which is great.
Thinking
man.
Fall or next year, or, you know, next 5 years, next 10 years, maybe. That's, maybe next couple decades.
No, I thought you have like a room.
Probably
lined
eventually.
Up.
I mean, I have people there.
Oh, it's not definite.
I mean, it was definite like a few weeks ago, and now I'm like, nah, I don't know.
Kind of like that degree. I might take a second here. Let me just hold on. Where are we going? Where are you guys all going?
The good thing about college is you can just drop out whenever you want.
I don't know. Yeah,
you can just stop.
Thing.
And, you know, then you accumulate the debt and it grows and you can just, you know, pause the debt and not pay them for a while. That's kind of how that works. But yeah, so, I mean, it's important. I actually have like no debt.
That's fantastic.
I have like zero. Well, I have 10 grand, but I have no, I'm like close to no debt.
I have no debt. I owe the government a lot of money, but I have no debt. It's not debt when you're feeling
it's
great.
It's not debt. It's like when your grandpa gives you $100 on your birthday and he's like, you know, have fun with
no,
it.
No, that's
you know?
A gift.
Yeah, it's a gift.
So you have $10,000 of gifts.
Yeah, the government gave it to me. FAFSA just was like, hey.
Yeah. That's great. That's awesome. Just keep it, yeah. What, exactly. How'd you get, is it just, oh, well, this is kind of Enzo Central money talking here, isn't it, a little bit? But
no, my,
you ain't scholarships?
Fuck no. I'm doing this on a Monday night. You think I'm smart?
Yeah.
No,
Monday
dude.
Monday night, yeah.
I would have gone into marketing. All right, bro. Come on.
It's a holiday.
It is a holiday, you're
it's
right.
It's a good day.
It's a good day.
Why
it's
did
a great
we wear
day.
God damn, this looked terrible in the picture.
We're matching, dude. I don't know what to tell you.
Go ahead. What?
My dad is a professor, so.
Oh, hell yeah. Yep. Cool. Did you actually have a class with him?
No.
He's doing like real.
Yeah, he does. He teaches. Well, he teaches music. So
never mind. I take that absolutely back. That's great.
That's fair. Yeah. Well, you know, he was able to live in Hinsdale.
Yeah.
So
yeah. Has he produced any like songs we would know or anything like that? Anything
he's famous? He's a concert celloist and a soloist. So you would not know him.
Yeah, I'm just wondering how he got laid. That's all I'm wondering,
dude. Somehow it happened.
Yeah.
Somehow the song. She does like music and music production and all this shit. Okay. When did this become like you know, my parents?
Is it about you?
No, about my parents.
Well, they're part of you.
Sure. Megan and Steve. Hello.
Megan and Steve. I hate that.
You hate my parents' Megan, name?
Yeah.
What's your parents' name?
Not Megan.
What are their names?
Karen.
And Dave. Karen and Dave.
Great. Now okay. The internet knows.
And you made the internet know what my fucking shit was. Karen and Dave, if you're watching are you proud?
They're two of the only 15.
They're
two of the 17.
Two of 17.
And then I got a couple cousins and aunts and their friends. So, I don't know what I'm going to say.
Isn't it great that we're
Megan sucks though of a name.
Whoa.
Megan should just be Megan.
Whoa.
Why can't she pronounce it right?
Because she's better than you.
How does she spell it?
The same way.
M-E-E-G-A-N.
That's no, M-E-G-A-N.
So Megan.
The Irish pronunciation of the original name is Megan. You can look it up.
But we're in America.
Okay, Nick Hammack.
Thank you. Thank you.
Jesus Christ.
Tom Holland are best friends, man.
I bet they were. He's a young boy.
He's
a young little boy. I bet your best friend.
He's not young. Now we'll go to the laptop for the first time. Tom Holland
age.
Over under what? Don't look. 28. 28, dude. He's older than
Yeah, but the whole point of his character is to look like a little boy.
What character?
Of him.
This is no,
he
no,
plays
no.
Peter Parker. Peter Parker's a 16-year-old.
Hold on. I'm talking about the actor who likes Watch Mojo, like me.
Yeah, both. But you're watching him on Watch Mojo.
A couple 27, 28-year-olds running the town. That's it.
You would French.
Who's your? You run a show here, right?
I run a company. It's called Comma You Deserve LLC. We are incorporated LLC.
Is that true?
It is true.
I gave the camera. Listen, I gave the camera a kind of a look when you said
look it up.
A company.
Well,
but
I guess
now, if you have an LLC. That's pretty damn cool, man. I'm sorry.
It is cool, you know, and you know, I'm also 5 years younger than you, and I have a company. Isn't that crazy?
Don't you have to pay like taxes on it? Nah,
you think I pay taxes, bro?
Nah, I don't. You are constantly promoting. You're on the run from the police. So.
I am. That's literally my one thing that I do in every promotion is that I've been embezzling funds, which is wild.
So the comedy you deserve, right?
Yeah.
LLC. How do you make it an LLC?
Honestly, you need two people and $5.
That's it.
To make any LLC. It's not that big.
Two people.
You just need to find a name that no one uses.
Yep.
You get three people to sign on. And you get like $5.
Fuck. Why do we need to do that for this podcast, right?
No, we don't.
Well, okay. Listen, man. You can't come on the show and disrespect the show like this. You got to be a polite guest.
I'm not the your producer behind the camera.
He's a scumbag.
He's dissing this show more than I would.
I know.
He's shaking his head. He's saying no. He's egging me on.
Every time there's something somewhat racist, he throws his hands
off. Yeah, he does. It's crazy.
Because he's tanking it for his own podcast. I know he's doing this.
Does he do the podcast here too?
Yeah.
Right here?
He flips the table around and they do a green screen. It's scumbag behavior, and I'm not having it.
Josh, my house.
Yeah, we use his production studio.
It's pretty privileged, you know. It's just pretty privileged.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
But yeah.
Who's your favorite comedian in Chicago?
Favorite Chicago comedian?
Who's
I mean,
five
that's
comedians that annoy you.
Oh. I like
he
this.
Just starts bashing people.
That'd be great. No, Melvin Stewart. Fuck that guy. I swear to God, dude. Melvin pisses me off because he's always just like, he's just black me, you know?
See? Okay.
No, my favorite Chicago comedian, I have a lot of favorites. Tyler Fowler is one of them.
He's great.
He's an amazing comic. Chris Higgins is also like huge. He's really funny.
Wow. Is he Chicago still? Isn't he in Denver now?
Did he move to Denver?
Yeah, he moved out to Denver.
Oh, shit. Well,
maybe I made that up. If not, he's hilarious.
I know Chris is one of these 17. So Chris, let us know where you're at now.
He's so successful.
He is.
He's fucking crushing it. Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
He's one of the nicest guys, too. Yeah, I smoked. I've only met him like twice. The first time I met him, I was hammered at a Jeff Dye show at the Laugh Factory. Jeff Dye, one of the nicest comedians, too.
Right.
We all went over, so I knew a couple of the openers for Jeff from just being in the scene. It's all he brought. Dude, he had like six Chicago openers. It was awesome.
Really?
Just doing like 10 minutes, 5 minutes each.
Shit.
And I met, so I said hi to them. we went from the Laugh Factory just chilling there to like the, you know, the bar next to the Laugh Factory, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And we all got blasted. And then there was a time in the night, I can't recall the whole night, where it was just, there was a joint being passed around of me, Chris, other comics, and I don't want to put anyone. There's a lawsuit comes.
Throw him down.
And it was,
throw their
names.
He
was a good dude, man. It was really funny, and he's a hilarious comedian. And he got this also. He got this gig with the Bear. I think it was the Bears or something. Very cool. Mm. Where they went on a golf course. The Bears were doing like some kind of like fundraising thing on a golf course, and on a par three hole, him and like two other comedians would heckle the people. They had like a mic, a booth, and they would just heckle.
Really?
People as they hit,
as they're hitting their shit.
It's like, dude, there's like it's a company, and it's like
a company does
golf
this.
Golf hecklers, and it's a dream gig.
How do we get into that shit?
I tried. I emailed. No, nothing.
Okay, you tried versus you emailed.
Email.
You sent one email.
I messaged Chris. He didn't text me back.
I've been wanting to talk about something with you on this.
Okay, well,
you're mentioning stories.
We've already got a lot that we got to cut out. Do we need to cut out this next 15 minutes?
Well, we'll get there when we get there.
All right, what do you want to talk about?
So, I mean, you're talking about comics getting hammered. I want to talk about some of our times that we just had in Louisiana, the Big Gator Festival.
That's what it's called. Big Easy.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it is the Big Easy, but the Big Gator Festival.
Big Gator Comedy Festival.
Shout out to the Big Gator Comedy Festival. Amazing new festival. We were all three of us, even that guy back there, we were all at this festival. Very fun. And I was thinking the other night about that one night where you met up with me.
Yeah.
And we got the atomic bombs. We're like hanging out on Broadway, which is it's where the bombing happened. So
what is it? No, Bourbon Street.
A Bourbon. Well,
Broadway is Nashville. Yeah, Bourbon Street.
Yeah, you're right. We were on Bourbon, and you just meet up with me. I like sent you my location. I remember turning to my friends and being like, "I just sent a man my location." They're like, "Who the fuck is this guy?"
The problem was we had two shows in separate areas,
right?
And the plan was to meet up and drink, but I was on my last night there, so I hadn't done. Bourbon Street yet. And I was like, I'm not going to New Orleans.
And not.
Especially with comedians.
Exactly.
And not doing
Bourbon
Street. So I was like, I'm going to push myself tonight. I'm not going to sleep. I'll just push it through the night, and then I'll just get to the, you know, I had a red eye flight, so like 5 a.m.
Right.
I'd be there by 3. So you were the only
crazy because I dropped you off in the Uber at your place at 2.
Yeah.
So you had to be there at 3.
It was
God, bro.
And then my Uber was the manager of the Starbucks. So she just walked in. She parked her car and walked in. And then I saw her, like, once I got through TSA, she was already at that Starbucks.
Oh, she was there?
There's only one, obviously, working Starbucks at 3
That's
a.m.
wild. So, that's so funny.
It was crazy.
We were just walking around Bourbon getting absolutely hammered.
You were gone.
I was already gone.
Yeah. Because you've been gone for...
I've been going since 4 p.m. I was like, I was drinking constantly. And that's when... That's the thing, you know, I did my two shows the first day.
Yeah.
So the rest of it was just like, no, fuck it. We'll get drunk.
That's insane that they give you two on the one day.
At the same time. It was a show at the same time. No hate on them. They're starting out. They're good people. They're figuring it out. But that was kind of rough.
It was fun. Yeah. And there were some rough elements of it. The crowds could have been obviously bigger. But I thought the venues were pretty cool. I liked the venues. I think the networking was great. I feel like I met a lot of people out there that were just really cool.
Yeah.
That one guy, I can't remember his name, but
met a lot of really cool people, really cool like people. That one fucker.
Don't follow me back. No. And he's down there in New Orleans now, but he was from Chicago originally, which is crazy. Trix, there's one. He's a good comedian. Did you talk to that guy?
I saw him. He did the roast battles.
Okay.
I
didn't know that.
Yeah, he is. He's a big deal. They offered for me to judge one of the roast battles.
That's cool.
On Friday night, but I was already hammered. So I didn't see the text until 3 days later.
I should probably not respond to this.
I didn't even see it. I was on Bourbon, like, dancing. Fucking.
You got the grenade in one hand, the drink, and this. Oh, no.
You
got, like, things around your neck. You're just, like, fully decked out. Oh, no, I should probably. Oh, God.
I don't think you understand. If I had read that while I was hammered,
you would have done it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. That's the only way you can be a judge on a roast battle is to do that. You and I really are Peter Griffin and Brian, aren't we?
I don't want
to
be Brian. You're Brian. I don't want to be Quagmire. That's even worse.
Yeah, Quagmire. Joe can't walk.
Cleveland's a mailman. I don't.
You're not Cleveland. Can we just say real quick, you are not Cleveland.
No, but.
Not on today.
I don't think there's like any like side character you want to be in that show.
No, I mean
Ryan Reynolds.
Ryan Reynolds was in that one episode, but that means that we would fuck. So I don't feel that way about you. Can you get your hand off my thigh down here, bro? Jesus Christ! Stop groping me.
No. They don't have sex in that episode, do they?
Yeah, they do.
Brian and Peter.
Well,
no, Brian and Peter.
The dog Brian.
Brian and Peter don't. Ryan Reynolds, not Brian.
Yeah, dude.
Peter doesn't fuck the dog.
Let's look this up. Peter.
This guy, man. He's just naked over the laptop.
Peter fucks Ryan Reynolds.
Why is that coming up as in the search history already?
Ryan Reynolds tells Peter he isn't gay, r/Family Guy.
Okay.
Oh, my God.
There's a whole clip. All right, yeah.
Did Ryan Reynolds actually voice himself in this episode? Or was it someone capable of sounding similar to him? I've always wondered.
It's him. We have the answer.
How many celebrities in Family Guy are actually voiced by the actual celebrity?
All right, this is a bad podcast, but I don't even know what we were talking about before.
Anyway, I think you're Quagmire out of all the Peter Griffin.
I'll take that. I can live with that.
Family Guy characters.
I can live with that. I don't want that, but I can live with that. It's not again, there's no good selection.
Can you look into the camera and say giggity giggity goo in your best Quagmire?
Look what you did. You just pissed off God.
Or the Venezuelans upstairs. The Venezuelans upstairs.
I don't know what they are upstairs. They're probably great people, and they're definitely not abusing their dog, even though we keep hearing some crazy stuff up there. But either way, we're gonna do Am I the Asshole now. So do you know what this is? Have you ever seen these?
Me, 23 female.
Yeah. So
you, 30 male.
They asked for our advice specifically.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Show. It's just Nick and Jim right here.
And then they listen into that. They're one of the 17 people, and they listen in. And so this person is a 23-year-old female talking about her 25-year-old husband. So they're married young. So you got to pull things in right away from one sentence, like I just did. You got that? They're young. They're married already. Past that. It's the middle of us. But
okay.
That's too young to be married.
Maybe we should like read the story.
I already have my opinions about her. But
okay, have your opinions about this?
Yeah.
Oh, you pre-read?
No. I just know that she's 23 and married, and that's crazy.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Okay.
Okay, so am I the asshole for not helping my husband get ready for work? Here we go. My husband is furious with me, and I'm a little conflicted. We had some friends over last night until 2 a.m. Unusual for us, but we haven't seen these friends in a while, so we're catching up. We want to sleep in good spirits. My child woke up quite a lot during the night, so I had to console her and basically sleep in her room for most of the night. So they have a kid, and they're 23
and she's sleeping with the kid.
So maybe they had to get married because of the kid. I don't know why. I'm just throwing things out there, man. You got to just keep thinking. Let the brain think. This is where people get upset because they want me to keep reading. We went to sleep in good spirits. My child woke up during the night, so I had to console her to sleep in her room. We said that. Finally, just before 7 a.m., she seemed completely out of it, so I was able to climb into my own bed. But my husband woke up 5 minutes later, scrambles out of the bed yelling at me, why did you turn off my alarm? I didn't. I wasn't even in the room. He just woke up and blamed her right away. That was the only logical explanation for him. He turned on the lights in the room and ran out. I could hear him thumping about, but I was really tired, so I pulled the blanket over my head and continued sleeping. He banged into the room and yelled at me again, why aren't you helping me get ready? I just ignored him, and I can hear that he's pissed, but pissed off, by the way, and he's breathing and walking. Just by the way, he's breathing and walking. Sorry. My reading is horrible. 20 minutes.
It's not horrible. It's like it's fifth bad. Grade. It's fifth grade, I would say.
Pretty bad. 20 minutes later, he's out of the house, left all the lights on, and he texted me. He's upset with me. That's the situation, but here's the thing. First, this is usually the normal time he gets up, and I usually don't help him in the morning, but he keeps asking me to. Weird. Second, I wasn't always a stay-at-home mom. Still work from home, but part-time. I only recently started it about 2 months ago upon his request, and before that I was a full-time working mom, and before that I was the sole breadwinner, bragging, you know, sole breadwinner working overtime while he went to college. Do you know how many times he's helped me get ready when I had to get out of the house by 6 a.m.? None. Zero.
Everyone in this family seems like a bitch. Can I just be honest with you? Everyone's a bitch.
When I was a sole breadwinner.
Even the kid even especially. The kid's like crying until 7 a.m.
Hold on. We got,
smack that motherfucker. Three more I don't lines. Know.
I think she's still talking about it. When I was the sole breadwinner, I woke up at 5 a.m. and he woke up at 10 a.m. And then when he got a job, he woke up at 7 a.m. Who gives a shit? I always made sure to be quiet and never wake him up. He has never made me lunch, breakfast, or dinner. And yet he expects me to have all that ready for him. So am I the asshole for not having him, not helping him get ready? Okay. Obviously, the way she's phrasing this is clearly we have no defense against the guy. Like, what, like, or against her. We have no ammo against her. She sounds perfect.
Like, well, I mean, I think here's the thing, right? Like, the dude is a pussy, first and foremost. Why? Well, set your own goddamn alarm. It's not that hard.
I guess
it's not that hard. Well, if he did, then it didn't go off. She wasn't in the room, like...
Do you think maybe she turned it off when she went into the other room? Sabotage, and she's not telling us about it?
Maybe. I don't know.
I don't understand
that. I feel like you're pulling shit out now. Yeah, you're just like throwing it around there.
Because she's not... I would love to hear the guy's side of this and be like, why are you mad at her if she's never helped you ever before? Why are you throwing this fit now?
Yeah, like, why is this coming out
exactly
now?
There's something we don't know about
this. I'm still on the kid, though. Why is that kid so fucking annoying?
How old is the kid? Is it because, like, the mom's been sitting in there?
Because this is the thing. My child woke up a lot during the night, so I had to console her and basically sleep in her room for most of the night. So she's just screaming from like 2 a.m. to 7 a.m., on and off. You know Mom is away. I think my original thing, everyone's a bitch. Everyone's a bitch. The kid's a bitch. The mom's, well, I can't say that because she's female. So mom's annoying.
Okay. I see.
The dad's a bitch. Yeah.
Here's the thing. She shouldn't have even wrote this. This is just a normal life, I think.
Yeah.
This is just a
this
normal thing.
This is not am I the asshole.
No one's an asshole. You're just living life. Yeah. I don't even... Why did you take that? You're kind of the asshole for taking time to post this.
That's right.
That's a lot of complaining.
No, she's the asshole because she just made the 17 people that listen to this podcast listen to that entire fucking story. That's what she's the asshole.
But when you say 17, it kind of comes out as an insult.
But you've said it before.
I know, but I say it in a low level.
You're like, oh, 17.
Loving manner. And you're like, oh, 17. Like that. And it's like, all right.
Listen, when you have thousands and thousands upon viewers, I want them to look back at episode 90 and be like, well, this was the turning point. This was the reason why.
This is a girl's worst first date. We're just going to read it, and then we're just going to give our thoughts on it. Pretty simple, huh? I don't know how long it is, but there's pictures. So I'll start with my worst first date. So this is from BuzzFeed. Oh, my God. And she wants to know our worst first date.
Okay.
Yeah, and then you can say your worst first date after this.
You don't want this shit to be canceled.
Well, what? Why would it be canceled?
You don't want this.
All right. Well, we're going to get
We'll get into it. We'll do our worst first dates.
This is her worst first date. I met a guy on a dating app and exchanged a few flirty messages. We decided to meet up at a beer bar. Okay.
So like a weird fucking...
Just say bar, you know?
Or a distillery?
Yeah. Well, it's not that. It's a
tap
bar.
Room?
Yeah.
Okay, a beer bar.
A few minutes in, he said he wanted to get a hair transplant, but the woman... A few minutes in, he said he wanted a hair transplant, but that woman tell him he shouldn't because it would only make him 5% hotter. And he already gets bitches, so there's no real problem. Dude, this guy's my favorite guy already. He then compared it to breast implants, which he said makes women wildly hotter. And then he told me I didn't need breast implants and correctly guessed my bra size.
So that was you.
This is not you. But this guy's
That's crazy. Dude, but this is the thing. This is the thing. He's an absolute dick. Piece of shit. But he guessed the correct bra size.
That's creepy. Because I don't even know, and again, not me that's doing this, but I don't even know the sizes. Do you know the sizes of bras?
There's like A, B, C, D, and then, right, doesn't it go like E, F, G? Isn't it just the alphabet?
But no, isn't there like a, like how does double D then play into it?
I don't know. The doctor has always just told me I got them.
There you go. We don't have like a fucking drum thing, but that's good.
You got a whole soundboard here. You could do something.
No, we got some things, but they're not copyrighted yet. You've just brought my attention to the LLC. That's going to change the game legally.
Oh my God! I'll be the soundboard tonight.
Yeah, perfect. At one point, I asked about the controversial opinions, like enjoying pineapple on pizza, and he told me he told me that trans kids don't belong in sports and went on a bit of a rant.
Hold the fuck up. Scroll up.
That's what?
She's like, do you enjoy pineapple on pizza?
Yeah.
And he, in response, says, trans kids don't belong
That's
in sports.
That's not what happened. What
the fuck? How does that come up?
It just must have came up.
Yeah, I like pineapple on the trans kids don't belong.
He didn't say that.
That's wild, bro.
Maybe he said it out.
That's what I'm saying. That's how it's written, you know?
Yeah. He told me he didn't like the college he went to, like you.
Prestigious.
Because it was full of nerds. I then said I was a nerd. And he said he does like some nerds. He has a lot of Asian friends. Wow. Yo, this podcast can't air. He also told me he hates dating apps and wants to outsource all the talking parts to India. Yo.
Now hold on. He might be on to something.
No, that's right. No,
he might be on. No, but listen, he might be on to outsource all the talking parts to India. Indians constantly have to try and sell products and have to try and sell. They have calling agencies.
Yeah, call centers.
If you're trying to sell yourself to a woman on a dating app, a call center could do it for
you. But they would have the woman having their own call center. So it would be two call centers calling each other.
It's two Indian guys talking to each other about two different people.
It's basically
and then you show
two
up.
Lawyers negotiating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm not doing the voices anymore.
Do not do a voice.
Would you like to go on a date with Sean? Sean is a very, very beautiful man. He's a very big penis as well. No. Big penis. Well, big penis.
I think he said
medium-sized penis.
Yeah, motion of the ocean. Okay. Hey.
It sounds like we're kind of making
doing our words for states. We're not doing accents on this podcast.
I am very sorry.
Back to the story. Okay. At one point when talking about karaoke songs, he said he can't sing the high notes in Bohemian Rhapsody. Honestly, who can? Because he doesn't have small balls. I got to finish the sentence. He then gave me a history lesson on young boys being castrated in ancient times to keep their voices high.
Yep.
That's not a...
They're called castrati.
Yeah. A few other miscellaneous things. He used the R slur. Okay. Yeah, misgendered trans people. Okay. Judged his mom for being a stay-at-home mom.
Jesus.
Okay. And then kept trying to take my hand while saying all these wonderfully romantic comments. I don't know. How did that get grouped into the other stuff? I mean, that's maybe cringy, but that's not... I don't think that's as bad as... misgendering trans people or saying your mom's a stay-at-home mom as being like, you're lovely, you look beautiful, whatever.
I don't know.
I'm the only one who thought that here. And about 30 minutes in, he asked me to rate on a scale of 1 to 10 how the date was going. He likes the feedback.
It's exactly what I do with the podcast.
Yeah, I do that with my stand-up act. I just go, how's this going, brother? I dodged the question, and he started getting more and more combative, even though I was intensely polite and kept accusing me of getting mad at things he said. He's basically saying you're getting woke. You're being woke. I couldn't read that. I don't know why. Let's just say there wasn't a second date. All right. Also, shout out to the bartender. Yes, there wasn't a second date. I will read this. Also, shout out to the bartender who overheard everything and kept coming over to check on us. As I was leaving at the same time as the dude, thought not with him.
Though not with him, obvi.
Yep. So she's not going home with him. We knew that. I looked back at him, and he made a face in his mouth. Are you okay? That's allyship?
Allyship.
Allyship. What does that mean?
Allyship. It's like they're allies. She's allies with the bartender because they both don't want to fuck this dude.
Oh, the bartender was like,
Yeah.
Okay. And then now it's your turn, worst for a say. But yeah, let's just break that one down. Yeah, that's a hard no.
So we already hopped into a couple different things here. Yeah, I mean, let's give the highlights of this date again. So met a guy on the dating app. He said that he needs a hair transplant, so that's first. But that he actually doesn't because he gets bitches.
Yeah. He doesn't need it. It would just help.
He would just wants it.
Yeah.
He want it. And then she didn't need breast implants and then correctly guessed the bra size, which that's kind of a point up for me, you know?
Not a point up.
What? That's an impressive skill.
It's weird.
That's an impressive skill.
It's invasive.
Like if you were on, look, all right, you gotta like you gotta understand. If you're standing across from somebody and they just scan you and they're like, 5.7 inches,
you know, be complimented by that?
I wouldn't be complimented. I think it's awful.
But I think
it's impressive. I think it's a skill.
It's invasive.
It is invasive. I agree.
And it's and he was being probably a pervert.
I agree. He's a pervert.
A perverted odd man.
But you know, perverts can have skills.
All right, it's not wrong. That's not wrong.
I don't agree with it though. Let's move on. What's the next?
Then she went up to the controversial opinion. So she brought up pineapple on pizza, and he brought up
trans kids don't belong in sports.
Yeah. So that's
wild. And if that was one off
there,
the one,
we don't know.
We don't know. We don't. But if it was, hey, pineapple on pizza, and then, oh, trans kids don't belong
in
sports.
Name a hot topic. Pineapple on pizza. You go. Trans kids in sports. Why are they there?
I mean, honestly, Riz. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I don't know. No. Riz for who? So that's, by the way, now it's getting weird. It's definitely weird at the table.
If you start the date off by saying, I get bitches, and by the way, you're like a 34 double D.
And then you say
trans kids don't belong in sports.
Yeah.
I don't know what his game is here, but honestly, he might be cooking. No.
What depends? I think this all comes down to what was his answer about pineapple on pizza?
For real. Do you like it?
And if he liked it, then you kind of are understanding why he's saying the other things, right?
Exactly.
That's someone who likes pineapple on pizza. That's the kind of guy that knows it's a double D. That's the kind of thing. What is your worst first date, Jim?
So the first time I ever told stand up on stage, I told the story of how I lost my virginity.
Okay.
And it also doubles as my worst date ever.
Well, hold on. Let's pause right there.
Yeah.
That's a fantastic your worst first date, you got laid for the first time.
Yeah.
That's incredible. You were getting laid on your
It wasn't my first date ever, but I mean, it was the first date with this person, yes.
No, but that's so amazing that you got laid.
It was
my
first
date.
Time. Yeah, yeah.
And then it was your first time getting laid, too, so that had to be a little nerve-wracking.
It was a little
I'll let you tell the story.
Yeah, okay, so.
We'll close on this.
So, are we closing on this?
Yeah, we have. Yeah.
How long are you episodes 30. Usual? 30? Oh, shit. Yeah, well, maybe you got 30 usable in here. I don't know.
We're going to try.
Fuck it. Then, yeah, so. Let's flash back a couple years ago to when I was a senior in high school, right? I had my first girlfriend ever. We dated for 5 months, and the most we ever did was peck kisses back and forth. I was too much of a pussy, but I also didn't like her. She didn't really like me either.
Okay.
But it was definitely more on my side of I was just scared. I was a scared little.
Sure. You're what? How old?
Football player. 17? I was 17. Yeah. And so we break up. 18 for the story.
Yep.
Well, okay. I'm 17. I had my first girlfriend ever.
Yeah.
We dated for 5 months. The most we'd ever did was pet kisses, and we break up. And from there, I was well, I kind of want to just get laid, before I go.
Sure.
Arriba, I just want to get laid beforehand. I knew there were Venezuelans here, so I wanted to. I wanted to get laid.
Get through the story. God.
Dude, he's screaming in there. What is he talking about? Christian, right. Can we get, hold on. What? We got time. Oh, Christian, can we get a quick translation on what's going on over there?
No, Christian, he's on his phone. He's texting.
Okay, never
this
fucking
is the
much.
Worst podcast we've done. You asked, this is the worst.
Beautiful.
I've lost all control of it, and
it's January.
I'm editing this one. You're
it's January of 2020. COVID's happening in a couple months.
Okay. You're 17 years
old. I'm 17 years old.
All you've been doing with this girl for 5 months is just pecs.
It's just pecs. And we break up, and I'm like, well, I want to get laid. So sure. I do what all people do. I lie about my age, and I go on Tinder. And I lie on Tinder, and I match with this one girl named Chloe. Chloe, if you're out there, how you doing, sweetheart? This crazy redhead, absolutely, insane. She had those, eyes, you know? It's like she'll steal, shoplift shit and, shank you, but, you know, she'll be a great wife.
Sure.
Type of thing. So I meet up with Chloe. But you have to understand something about me, right? I'm an Eagle Scout.
Okay.
Okay.
You've had sex before.
I wanted to have sex with this person. But
a girl.
I'm going to take her out to dinner first. I'm a gentleman.
didn't think that's where you're going with this.
Okay. I know you thought I was going like Scoutmaster already got me.
Yeah. I thought you're like, now I want to try girls.
I'm a big boy, but I ran away fast enough. Okay. I got away from them.
Okay.
The merit badge classes were tough. They corner you. But so I meet up with this girl. I'm like, I want to take you out to dinner first, but we're both definitely down to do it. So Midwest suburbs, we go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Okay, wait, so did you guys, when you say we're both definitely down to do it, did you guys like make a deal beforehand? Like, we're going to do the dinner, but then we're going to...
Essentially, it was like, you want to fuck? Yes. You want to fuck? Yes.
We should probably make it...
I'm going to take you to dinner first. Yeah, we'll make it like a thing. Okay. We'll make it an actual thing. And so we go to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah.
As romantic as it can be.
Dubs? Yeah.
And I'm not going to lie, like, this has never happened to me since. Woman... Well, okay, I have had sex since. That's not what I'm saying. Not many times, but that's not what I'm saying. I've never seen a woman eat wings like this, dude. Me and this like tiny little redhead are sitting across from each other. I'm a big motherfucker.
Yeah.
I'm halfway through my first basket of wings. She's on her third basket of mango habanero wings.
Yeah, that's spicy.
Pounding them shits down.
That's spicy. I've tried them.
Bro, I was hard.
What?
I'm sorry. It was crazy. I mean, that's the most aroused I've ever been in my life.
I'm so confused right now. I mean, where were you going?
We're at Buffalo Wild Wings. She's eating wings. It's I'm aroused. I'm like, it's ready to, we're ready to go.
Sauce is all over the face.
Sauce is on the face. It's fingers everywhere else. Oh, fingers were sticky.
Keep the why did the voice go low on that?
No, fingers were sticky. Okay. I don't know. And so we get into my car, I drive to a park, and we do the date.
Romantic.
Then I drop her off, and I never speak to her again. 4 months later, I get a text. I'm at Boy Scout camp.
Wait, hold on. So now you've been downgraded from Eagle to Boy? Or?
Well, we're all Boy Scouts, but some are Eagles. Okay. And I was a camp counselor. So now I was chasing them. Well, never mind.
Yeah.
But
once you get in the industry, yeah.
This is where I say the famous Nick line, we're cutting this.
Yeah, yeah. Live too long to see yourself become a villain kind of situation, sounds like.
All right. So 4 months later, I get a text.
Yeah.
She texts me out of the blue, and she was just like, hey, how are you? And I was like, oh, hey, I'm doing well. And we were talking, and I said, you know, by the way, you are, I guess, special to me. Because you are the girl who took my virginity.
Yeah, and the only girl that's ever slept with me after.
Afterwards. The only one in the world.
Wings, yeah.
And she said, what are you talking about?
Okay.
And I was like, the car, Buffalo Wild Wings, mango habanero. And she said something to me that I'll never forget for the rest of my life. She said, dude, you were fucking me in the ass the entire time.
Okay.
Which is crazy. When you remember that she ate 5 baskets of mango habanero wings. Have you ever looked down the barrel of a gun, Nick?
I'm trying to right now.
Have you ever looked down the barrel of a black powder shotgun while filling it?
Why'd you have to do that?
Because the trigger's about to come. Mount Vesuvius.
Makes sense.
All right, brother. I took stain cleanser to my car.
We can't air any.
And there was a stain that never came out. But I think after you cut all this, you can just kind of put this in.
You're not counting that? I'm missing the end here of why this is.
It wasn't, and this is the thing. It wasn't.
You're counting that, right?
Some people don't count it. Some people do. I talk to.
That is why.
This is the first. Yeah.
Why would they not count that?
Some people don't think I. They think the vagina.
Some people don't think I did it. Like, no fucking way.
You know what's funny? I've told that story to a lot of people, and they're all like, you absolutely did that. 100%.
You took
a girl to Buffalo Wild Wings.
Yeah, that's just a real specific.
It's a sad story too. Yeah, like that's the whole thing.
To brag about in that.
No. But first time was anal, and some people don't count it. And either way, when I look back at that date in general, Buffalo Wild Wings to anal in the suburbs, it's just.
That's gonna be the quote. We're gonna do a freeze frame of this, and the quote is just gonna be. First time was anal. Some people don't count it, but.
I think it should just be called Buffalo Wild Wings anal.
Yeah. Well,
happy Martin Luther King Jr. Day, everybody.
This is why. Whew, all right. Well, none of this is going to air. Is there anything you want to say to the viewers?
Is it really not going to air?
No, we'll air 20 minutes of it. Is there?
You could probably get a half an hour into
we'll
there.
We'll do the Am I the Assholes.
We'll do the Am I the Asshole. Do it. You got to do the anal story. You got to do the anal story.
No, we will. We'll get it. We'll
all right, right, whatever, whatever.
I'm gonna. Christian's going to ask for I already can see it. Venmo with his little gif of a guy begging, saying $25 more for this one because it's an hour and 10. We're supposed to be doing 30 minutes.
You really only do 30 minutes? Yeah, and you like, how much do you cut? Like nothing?
Well, usually, yeah, like 20 minutes, 15 maybe, 10 minutes I cut. That wasn't English, so that's all right.
Yeah. Hey, guys, drop us a comment on what your least favorite race is.
No, Jesus Christ.
And why? And next episode, we'll respond with our least favorite race.
Woo-hoo. No, we won't. Are you, Jim, are you going, are you on the road? Are you doing any shows here?
I got a lot of shows going on, but the main ones that, the main thing that I can plug is, go to Comedy You Deserve on Instagram. That's at Comedy You Deserve. We have a monthly showcase. We also help do the Big Black Comedy shows all at the Den Theater. Don't laugh at that. I'm the big in the Big Black Comedy. And ladies and gentlemen, Nick Hanek.
Hanek, yeah.
Hanek.
Screwing it.
Hammock, whatever. You fucked up my last name. Nick Hammock over here is going to be on our show February 15th at the Den Theater in Stage 2A. So come and check that out. It's going to be a great one.
Yep, and it's the day after Valentine's Day, so if you're looking to do anything romantic, I think it's a Saturday.
It's a Saturday.
Come on out. We'll bring out your lover.
Bring your lover. Bring your lover. You know all of us are doing nothing that day anyway. Yeah, so.
Yeah, and I'm doing January 31st, O'Donnell's Pub, the finalist for the Gauntlet.
Hey!
Showcase. Yes, thank you.
Hope you lose.
Shout out. I probably will. It's not going well right now. No, we're doing new material. It's new material. It's been fun, though. You try out new material is always fucking a rough start. And then you want to rely so badly on that old shit. You're like, I could go back to it. I swear I'm funny. Watch this.
I'm writing a new 10 for January. Like for this month, like I'm writing, I've decided that it's imperative that you write like a good 10.
Do you have a goal? Like you're like for January. Do you have a show you're doing this
I guess not. I'm just like, you know, like January, like there's like New Year's resolutions type of shit.
Love
it. Just for the next few months, write a brand new 10 that I can like really sharpen and make my signature 10.
Did you have any New Year's resolutions?
Yeah, I've actually for the past few weeks, every day I've been eating really well and exercising.
Like you're enjoying the food you eat, or you're been eating
no,
healthy?
Like I'm on Factor. I'm on like Factor and like
is that healthy?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like each meal is like 400 calories. It's all like hell greens and shit, and I only do like one of those a day.
Dude, fuck yeah!
I exercise every day.
Fuck yeah!
It's cut season. Everyone's like, oh, this is Peter Griffin. Peter Griffin Fortnite is what's coming. Ripped Peter Griffin.
Are you working out too?
Yeah.
So you're cutting down. Now, what's the workouts look? Are we doing cardio or are you doing?
I'm doing at home shit right now, but this upcoming week I'm going to start at the gym. But I do minimum 100 sit-ups a day. I do a lot of squats, like 20, 30. And then I have a bunch of dumbbells that I do different shits of lunges.
Love that. I have to do that shit too because I'm not part of a gym for the first time in. I mean, middle school was like the last time I didn't have a gym membership.
You didn't have a gym membership? You had a gym membership in middle school?
Yeah, YMCA.
Damn.
Yeah.
And then for high school and like...
Just had the gym in high school. Great.
You work out. The Boosh, Hinsdale Central, the Bouchard. Shout out to that shit.
And then college, obviously, gym there. And then after college, in my apartment.
I go to the Y now. Like, I have a Y membership, so...
Where's the nearest Y around? I don't even know.
Well, I live in Lakeview, so there's a Lakeview Y like right there.
There you go. But I'm doing the at home workouts too. The reason I brought that up, have you ever heard of Pure Plank?
No.
We're trying to get them to sponsor the show. Pure Plank is great.
Pure Plank.
Yes. They are. Do you know
what's that, Nick? You're a wrestling fan. What's Pure Plank?
You're a wrestling fan?
Yeah.
You know Edge?
Yeah.
You know Christian?
Uh-huh.
They've come up with this thing called Pure Plank.
Oh, shit, really?
It's that simple, yeah. It's a planking device, and what it does is it takes the stress off your joints more, so your elbows, your shoulders, even your wrists.
Okay.
Look at this thing, dude. It's sick. We're going to put a picture up, and we're going to put the promo code HANT. We can't legally put a promo code up, actually, yet, but we will. Look at this thing. So it's a board.
Okay.
And I'm telling you, you're like, why would I pay for that board when I can just plank for free, right? Dude, it feels so much more comfortable.
So this is why you're trying to like get them to sponsor you.
I'm a big fan. I have it, and it's awesome.
Oh, I thought you were doing it so that you could get like a free one.
No, I already have one.
Yeah, yeah,
sick.
Cool.
I thought it wouldn't make a difference. I legit thought, okay, well, I mean, I could just plank at home and it's free. I have a yoga mat. Dude, this feels so much better. You got the things you can hold on to, move them around. They have a timer right there. It's the shit. So Pure Plank, sponsor us. Edge Christian returned my DMs.
And if you sponsor us, I'll come back.
Yeah. Well, okay. Maybe we don't need a sponsor then. But Jim, thanks for coming on for the podcast. Buddy.
Thank you. It's been something. It's definitely been something. I've definitely never spent a Martin Luther King Jr. Day this badly.
Okay. And that's saying a lot for him. All right. We'll see you guys next month. Adios. Peace.